李阳疯狂英语，Beyond Crazy English.Lesson 20.
Number 1. I like to read Chris Payne.
So do I. I hear he writes on his computer, and his new book will come out next week.
Great! I've got to get one as soon as it's out.
Number 2.
Do you know that Michael Owen has won France's football Golden Ball Prize?
Not a surprise. He has 20 goals this season.
Number 3. I'm so tired. I spent the entire afternoon shopping for a heavy coat for Jimmy.
At this time of year? Don't you know it's summer?
Yes, I know, but he and Billy are going camping in the mountains, and it'll be cold up there.
4. Hello.May I speak to Mrs. Ornall?
Speaking.
This is special company. You are one of the lucky housewives chosen to receive our free soap.
That's very nice of you, but I would rather go on using what I've always used. Thanks just the same.
5.
Good morning. Can I help you?
Yes, I'd like a double room.
How many nights do you plan to stay with us?
3. I'll be checking out Friday morning.
Number 6. Is my car ready now?
I don't know. When did you bring it to us?
3 days ago.
Yes, I remember now. Our engineer is still working on it.
Number 7. May I come in, please?
I'd rather you didn't. I'm very busy.
Can I come some other time this evening?
Yes, of course.
Number 8. I'd like to change this green tablecloth I bought last week for a red one.
Let's see now. The red one is only $10.95.And the green one was $15.
Number 9.
What do you think of Professor Conrad's class?
Well, his lectures are interesting enough, but I think he could choose more suitable questions for the test.
10.
I've been having a pain in my throat for the last few weeks. It's been so bad that I've been off work since Wednesday.
I see. Let me check it first.
Keep on practicing. You know, practice makes perfect.请坚持操练，你知道，熟能生巧。
Lesson 21. I'm not sure yet, but maybe we should leave Friday after work. It's a long drive, but I would rather get there late Friday than midday Saturday. We have 3 days off this time after all.
When do you want to leave for that seaside town, Marcel?
How long is it?
5 or 6 hours.
So you leave at 4:30, right, after work, and you'll be there around 9 or 10.
I suppose so, and we could still have a good night's sleep.
What are you going to take?
Mostly shorts and t-shirts.
You don't think it's going to be a bit cold at night at the seaside?
Maybe. I'm going to take a sweater or a light coat just in case.
Hope you have a good time there.
Lesson 22.
How is David always so full of energy?
He has a strange but highly effective way of sleeping.
What is that?
He takes a short sleep for an hour every 6 hours and has a total of 4 hours of sleep each day.
How did he get that strange idea?
He read from a book which said it was the best way for human beings, and he believed it.
How many hours do you sleep a day?
I need at least 7 hours. I once tried to follow David's example, but it never worked out for me.
If I sleep during the day, I can never wake up.
Not everyone is David, I guess.
Lesson 23.
Mrs. Winfield, thank you very much for allowing me to visit your wonderful garden. It really helps me a lot to write an article on Dorset Gardens for our paper. Now I wonder if I could ask you a few questions.
Yes, sure.
Could you tell me when you became interested in gardening?
Well, I was always interested in wildflowers, and then in 1980 I read Margaret Fisher's book, Cartridge Garden Flowers, which is full of practical advice and personal opinions.But I was reading about plants that I didn't know. So I started to read as much as I could and get different writers' advice. I also used to visit Kew Gardens a lot. That was when we lived in Hallow, West London. I learned a lot from my visits. By the way, Dorset was one of England's 3 most beautiful towns, the other 2 being Wiltshire and Somerset. You must know that I am often invited to give talks to biology students in colleges.
Yes, certainly.That's why I came here. Now, what was your first garden like?
It was a very tiny piece of land, which came with my house in Hallow. west of London.
Do you grow many plants yourself?
I don't grow many plants from seeds, but I have several friends, and we often give each other plants. My garden is a place which often reminds me of so many people through the plants they have given me.
Lesson 24. Thank you very much, Miss Timms. That helps me a lot.
I'm glad I could be of some help, Carlos. Let me know if you have any more questions later.
I will. Thank you for giving up your coffee break to help. I know you need one after teaching 3 classes.
Oh, I don't mind. Teaching is what I love most.
Well, goodbye and thanks again.
You're very welcome, Carlos. See you in class Monday. Good afternoon, Western Union.
I want to send a telegram to Australia, please.
Could I have your name, please?
It's William Worth, 1521 Cumming Street, room 606, Berkeley, California, 94701.
Your telephone number there, please.
422-3667.
And who is this going to, please?
Jennifer Lang. That's L-A-I-N-G.
Yes?
And the address is 112 Surrey. That's S-U-R-R-E-Y. Potts Point. That's P-O-T-T-S. New word, point, P-O-I-N-T. New South Wales. 2011, Australia.
And the message?
Arriving flight, TE-202, June 16th, signed, William.
I'll read that through for you again. That is going to Jennifer Lang, 112 Surrey Street, Potts Point, New South Wales, 2011, Australia. The message reads, arriving flight, TE-202, June 16th, William.
Lesson 25. What does our program look like for tomorrow?
Let's see, a meeting with Bill Lyons at 10 in the morning, and all the paperwork is ready. Then a trip to the National Lab at 3 p.m., and at 7 in the evening, we'll be having dinner with Mr. Cooper, manager of LG Company.
Another busy day, but please don't plan anything for Saturday. I'm going to watch a football match with my family.
Excuse me, where can I get the 8:30 flight to Chicago?
I'm sorry, but the 8:30 flight to Chicago just left.
Oh, I missed the flight?
I'm afraid so.
I don't believe it. I've got to spend the weekend with my brother. When is the next flight to Chicago?
Let's see. It is at 9:45.
Not until 9:45? Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure. Would you like to get a ticket?
I guess so. Tell me, when will that flight arrive?
At 11:15. Will that get you to Chicago in time for your weekend?
I hope so.
Yeah, that's good. Keep going!
Lesson 26. Number 1. The music and flowers are lovely.
Yes, I hope the food is good too.
Number 2.
What about your chemistry class this morning, Paul?
We were supposed to have a chemistry class, but Mr. Anderson was out of town for a meeting, so we had a history lesson instead.
Number 3.
I haven't heard from my sister since last month.
Oh, don't worry, Charlie. Letters from the United States can be slow sometimes.
Number 4.
Excuse me, could you tell me when the next train to Manchester is?
Sure. Well, it's 3 o'clock now. The next train to Manchester leaves in 2 hours. But you can take the train to Leeds, which leaves in 15 minutes, and then get off at Manchester, because it stops at Manchester on the way. 5.
So are you going to Desmond's again this weekend?
Yes, but I can't make up my mind whether to go by road or rail. The train is generally less an effort, but it is terrible to walk from the station to the village.
Number 6. David, are you coming with us to the park?
No, I'm sorry, but I've got to catch up with my homework.
Number 7. What would you like to have, sir?
Well, I'd like to have an apple juice and a chicken sandwich.
Number 8.
Those oranges look nice. How much are they?
They're 60 cents a pound.
Number 9. Excuse me, can you tell me when the next bus leaves for the airport?
It leaves in 3 minutes. If you run, you might catch it.
Thank you. I'll try.
Number 10. Oh, dear, I wish I had taken the lift.
If I had known it was so far up, I wouldn't have suggested walking. Lesson 27.
Hello?
Hello, Lucy. This is John. Look, could you do me a favor? I've tried to phone my wife 6 times, and I can't get through. The line is busy all the time. Could you possibly go next door and give her a message?
Sure. What do you want me to tell Mary?
Could you just say I've run into an old friend and I'm staying with him? I'm not at the hotel. I'll give her a ring later.
Sure. I'll go around now.
Thanks a lot, Lucy.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Hi, Susan. Haven't seen you for ages. How are you getting along with your work?
Hi, David. Not so well as I expected. I've left my position. I can't bear the rudeness of my boss any longer.
What are you going to do then?
No idea. Anyway, I have to think about it seriously. And you, David?
I've been very successful as a dancer. I like this kind of life. It is so exciting.
You can't do it forever.
No, but I've decided to open a dance school once I'm over the top. Our younger dancers need better training.
That's a wonderful idea.
Lesson 28.
What happened that day was just unbelievable. The first thing to go wrong was that all the parking spaces were taken, so I had to park on the grass and hoped I would not get a parking ticket. When I got to the admission office, there were already a long line of students waiting. By the time it was my turn, 2 of the courses I needed were filled, and I had to go back to my advisor and make out a whole new timetable. Although I did sign up for all my courses, I missed lunch. The next thing to go wrong was that the bookstore had sold out one of the textbooks required. As I was leaving, I wondered what else could possibly happen. Then I saw a policeman standing beside my car and writing out a ticket.
Lesson 29.
Hello, Nancy. This is Bob. How are you?
Fine, thank you. A bit too busy, though. You know, I'm trying to put everything in order in my new flat.
Oh, I see. Well, I was wondering if you would like to go to a concert tomorrow night. I think it will be good. And if I remember correctly, you did say you like country music.
Yes, that's right. I do. It's nice of you to ask, Bob, but I don't think I can. Margaret has already asked me to see a friend, and then we'll go to the theater together. In fact, she's getting the tickets this evening.
Oh, well, never mind. What about next weekend? This concert is still on then, I think. If you are free next Saturday.
Oh, I'd like to very much. But what time exactly?
It starts at 7:30, I think.
Oh, good. That would be fine. My tennis match will be over by 5 o'clock, I'm sure.
Good. I'll call you again when I get the tickets.
Sure. Bye for now.
Fantastic!
Lesson 30.
Sally, here's a letter for us. It's from Tom.
Can you read it, please? My hands are wet with all this washing.
Well, okay. Dear Sally and John, thanks for your letter. It was good to hear from you. Just a short note in reply. I was happy to hear that you two will be in town in January. I think that's the first time you will come and visit us after your marriage. Please do call me when you arrive so that I can pick you up back at the station. And then we may have dinner together in town. In case you don't have my phone number, it's 780-7842. I'm looking forward to meeting you soon. Yours, Tom.
Very good.
Lesson 31.
Excuse me, but I think you've made the wrong turn. You were supposed to turn left at the Luce Boulevard.
Oh, I'm sorry. Didn't you say 1323 Wilson?
No, 3023. It's okay, though. You don't have to take me there. I can walk from here.
Why don't I just make a U-turn at the corner?
Well, you shouldn't make a U-turn there. It's a one-way street. See the sign up ahead?
Well, maybe if I turn left here, I can come down the next street.
You can't do that either, during rush hour. Really, though, don't get into trouble. Sometimes one can wait 30 minutes for a taxi, so I'm happy to get this close.
30 minutes? I've been riding around all day looking for passengers.
Lesson 32.
Number 1. May I help you?
Yes. I'd like to try on some sports jackets. I prefer something like the one I'm wearing.
2.
I'm afraid we'll miss the train. What time is it now?
It's 6:15. There are 10 minutes left. Let's hurry.
3. Well, I'd better be going home now. It's been great seeing you again.
Oh, it was nice seeing you too.
4.
So how long have you been here?
Just a couple of days, actually. I am on a big journey. You know, I'm visiting all the places of interest here.
5. Can I come to see you at 10 o'clock, Professor Brown?
I'm sorry, Susan, but I'm meeting my students then. Why not come half an hour later?
6. Can I help you?
Yes. I bought this telephone 3 days ago, but I'm afraid it doesn't work. I'd like to change it for another one.
Have you got your receipt, please?
Yes. Here it is.
Thank you. Just a moment, please.
7. This is your desk, and this is your time card. Be sure to clock in and out before and after you work.
I will.
1 more thing. Keep your desk neat. It's the rule.
I'll keep that in mind. Does everything on this desk belong to me?
You can use them as long as you work here. If you leave, you'll have to return them to the company.
8. Can I help you, sir?
Yes. I'm looking for a watch.
What kind of watch are you interested in? A dress watch or a sports watch?
A dress watch.
We have quite a few famous watches here. How about this one? It's an Omega.
9. If you happen to see the thief who stole my money, please call the police station.
What does the thief look like?
He is a middle-aged man with long black hair and wearing a T-shirt.
10.
Nancy, can you help me type this report, please? It's on the big air crash last night.
Why me? I have a lot of work to do.
You are the best typist in the office, you know.
But your reports are always the longest.
Well, this one is very long because it's about the worst crash in years.
33.
What shall we do this weekend?
Did you have something special in mind?
No, not really. I just thought it might be fun to do something new.
Doing something for a change, you mean?
Yes, something different. I need a change.
I usually go shopping and have my hair done during the weekends. Do you usually watch the football games on TV?
Yes. You often have tea with your friends, and I sometimes play cards with my friends. We seldom do anything together. It's quite unlike when we were first married.
Now I've got an idea. Autumn is the best season in Beijing. Why don't we go for a picnic this weekend? You'll invite your friends, and I'll invite mine. We'll go together.
Good idea. I will see about the car, and you can prepare the food. But are you sure you really want all our friends to come along?
Fantastic!
Lesson 34.
Hello.
Oh, hello, John. How are you?
Just fine. Thanks, Mary.
Say, Tom and I were wondering, are you and Jane free this Saturday?
Saturday? It seems Jane mentioned something about visiting her mother that afternoon. Why, what did you have in mind?
Oh, we just thought it would be nice to have you over for dinner, but if you're not free...
Well, let me check again with Jane. I'll call you tonight and let you know for sure, okay?
There are so many people in your house. What are they doing?
We are having a party. I am the host and my wife is the hostess.
Are they your guests?
Yes, they are. They are all my friends.
Who is that man?
He is Professor Zhang. He is a Chinese teacher. His wife is a teacher too. Their daughter is a college student.
Who is that young man?
He is her boyfriend. He is a young doctor. His name is Carl Black.
Lesson 35.
Excuse me, how can I get to the station, please?
The station? The station, let me see. Yes, you can go down. No, go straight on until you come to a cinema. Let's see now. That's the second turning on your right. The cinema is on the corner. Turn right at the cinema, and you'll be on Bridge Street. I think it's Bridge Street. Go along Bridge Street for a few minutes, and then take the second... No, not the second. The first. That's right. The first turning on your left. The station is straight ahead, right in front of you.
So that's second right and first left. Thank you very much. That's very kind of you.
Don't mention it. May I help you?
Yes, my nephew is graduating from college next week, and I'd like to get him a nice present.
What price range are you interested in? We'll need to know that before we begin looking.
Well, I usually spend about $20 for a gift. Do you have anything nice for that price?
How about a pen and pencil set?
No, my brother gave him that for his birthday last year.
Well then, would he like a football?
No, he doesn't care for football very much.
Then you can get him a desk lamp.
That's a great idea!
Don't worry, you can make it. 别担心, 你一定可以成功。
Don't worry.
You can make it.
Don't worry.
You can make it happen.
It's time to turn the tape. 现在该翻带了。